This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Michael Smith on Twitter says, "Ken, you sound scared." Yes, I am, Michael. Yes, I am. I am very, 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 very nervous right now. That's where I'm at. Because I don't know when it's going to come back. I have no idea when we're going to... I thought you were going to make a big political joke right
there. No, no.
Because that did sound like there's a lot of people on your timeline right now. They are whooping
Timelines are amazing.
I got videos of people celebrating while others are packing their bags next to them. I mean, it's wild stuff. I'm talking about the Browns here, guys. I am scared. I don't know. I mean, it's... I figured, you know, in 2016, how old was I in 2016? I was 30 years old. 8 years old. Right? 8 years ago, I was 30 years old. I felt like a relatively younger man. I had more patience than I do right now. I mean, I've seen these guys, and they do. Most of them are vessels for our enjoyment, but some of them become friends, and some of them have been here for a while. I mean, Myles Garrett... Nick Chubb, nice. Now, I'm not close at all with Nick Chubb. He's a business guy, and that's fine. But you know I respect the hell out of him. But it's like him, Joel Bitonio, certainly, Wyatt. I mean, and Wyatt was traded here, for crying out loud. It sucks when we talk about letting go of these guys at the end of this season. But it's more than that. I'm not trying to hold on to them just because of that. There's other players that'll come here and then we'll talk to and hopefully be friendly with, because we don't want to be nasty to any of those guys unless they give us a reason to be nasty to them. But it's our time. It's your time. It's a person who called me when I was 25 doing the night show that was at 48 years old that is now at 61, and they've just seen more of the same. They've just seen more of the same. Like, the time starts to eat at you, and you go, boy, I'm getting older, and they're just not getting any better. And at first, it becomes real entertaining, and then it gets real old real quick. And the constant change and the constant bickering over it and the arguments of how close we can get while we still just seem to get so far away, it becomes so emotionally taxing over time that you end up being the most cynical person ever. And you do it to protect your feelings. You do it. I can feel the cynicism. And I don't want to be that way. I've never wanted to be that way. Like, I've seen older radio show hosts here in Cleveland. They find nothing good about the Cleveland Browns or any of the teams for that matter. Because at one point they bought in and they had their feelings hurt and they protect their feelings over time. So I can't even, I worry about not being able to stop and smell the roses. And so, yeah, there is a desperation. I feel my own sports mortality in a way where I feel my desperation for, no. We don't need Justin Fields. Just get another quarterback. Give me any quarterback. And if that guy don't work out, give me another one. The Panthers are about to draft another quarterback. Let's just draft another quarterback. Don't tell me about Bryce Young or Justin Fields or Trey Lance or any of these guys. Give me another quarterback. And if Cam Ward don't work out, then find another guy. We'll do it the next year after that until we can find somebody.
That's what the 49ers did. I mean, they moved on very quickly from Trey Lance.
And they still have not won that Super Bowl that we all have already put on their mantelpiece. It's a hard thing to do. Now, I would certainly take their seasons as compared to ours.
Of course.
That's not an argument. I know they don't fall off of trees or we'd have them falling out of our pockets, the championships. But damn, I go from 11-6 in the playoffs and excitement to this?
Well, that's
where you're telling me, Ken, you can't be attached to these names. Sorry, go ahead.
But that's why I wonder. That's why I wonder if you know for a fact, if they hire a new GM, that GM is going to come in and trade away the high price vets. That is the first thing they do. They are not. I don't care what the cap situation is. I know people are saying not going to want to do that because of dead cap. That's why they're going to want to have as many draft picks as possible and have young, cheap, affordable players and as many stabs at the dartboard as they possibly can. That's exactly what any team that would do that. Now, is that a reason or is that a way that Haslam is going to keep Andrew Berry? Because Andrew Berry is going to sell him on, oh, we just short-term pain. This was a bad year. We'll get back into it next year.
Do you trust him to make any pick ever again?
I don't, but maybe Jimmy does. Maybe Jimmy does.
Because I'm now stuck in a spot, and I guarantee you, I bet a lot of you guys agree with me. Let me play it out like this real quick. I know I've taken up a lot of air, and I'm sorry. You're telling me that a new GM would come in. If I were a new GM coming into this team this coming offseason, I don't know if I'd just, unless the deals were so good, I don't know if I'd just trade him right off the top. Because I do know that the cap could be prohibitive. But you know what? Once that starts to subside a little bit, I would trade him during the season. If I'm Kenny Carmen from Buffalo, the Bills, and I was originally born in Poughkeepsie, New York, and I have no connection to the Cleveland Browns, and we're trying to get better, I'm trying to get better. He's not part of the future. I'm going to trade away some names that people love here. And they're going to call me a bunch of names, and they'll call me a major league bastard, but I can't respond to the players, so then I have to deal with that if I'm a fan, right? So that extends that even more, because I'm not getting those picks until 2026. On the contrary, if you have Andrew Berry making the picks this year, nobody trusts him to make the picks this year. So it feels like you're spinning your wheels another year, and I'm going to deal with this list of guys that are going to be on Pro Football Reference that not many people are going to care about very long. And if I do get to some of the list of guys, I can try to give you an argument, except again, this show knows how the quarterback situation was pushed, and because of how the quarterback situation was pushed, you can't trust him to make those decisions. We're talking about all this on November 6th. So you've left me in an impossible situation as a fan. That's the issue. Like, can anybody give me an argument that they trust Andrew Berry to make the choices, to stay employed and to make the choices here? I mean, he talks to the media at 10:30. And again, for the umpteenth time, I like the guy. But, you know, this is difficult. You got anything before I get to the phones? I'm sorry, I ran you right out of the room here because it's so damn depressing at times. I'm trying to use a different word. I can't do it. Eric and Medina, hello.
Ken, I got to tell you, man, I'm pushing 50. I got christened into this debacle we call the Cleveland Browns with Red Right 88. I was in that stadium in a loge for the Ridge Tool Company. And that was my beginning for the Cleveland Browns, and it's been crap ever since. A couple blips of hope with Bernie Kosar, and the rest, for the most part, if you break it down, is a nightmare. I went down on Sunday with free club seats. It used to be a club seat season ticket holder. I couldn't do it no more after the 0-16 season, so we gave those up. But I sucked it up. I went down there on Sunday, paid $75 to park up by the ship there, tailgated all morning long to watch crap. I'm never going down there again.
Do you understand this? Eric, you called me. You may have called me when you were 37 years old. I'm 38. So if life comes at you so quick, and now I'm getting nervous about the future. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Eric.
It's not going to change, Ken. Why would we have any idea that it's going to change? We've been watching the same thing over and over again. We have a blip of a season last year, then we get rolled in the playoffs. That's not success. Our bar for success in this city is so low that we accept mediocrity.
Well,
we really do.
And I was part of that low bar, Eric, and I'll tell you this, and thank you very much for the call. Turn your radio back up if you can, because I want you to hear this. is I'm part of that lineman. I bet you had the same feeling. I had serious doubts that he would come back and play exceedingly well and we would see the same type of quarterback play that would get us into the playoffs. And I enjoyed the playoff run, or excuse me, the playoff berth. And I sat there in that second half while they were getting hammered, and I just took in the scene and go, I don't know when I'm ever going to get to the playoffs again, so I'm going to watch this playoff game. It's not going our way, but I did not take it as this huge, depressing, nasty sort of game the way that some people did. And maybe that makes me too soft. I just had a bad, bad feeling about the quarterback coming back. I ain't Nostradamus or anything like that, Tone, but Lord Almighty. Nelson and Avon Lake, you're next up on the Fan. Hell of a band in the 80s. Go ahead, Nelson.
Oh, man, it comes at us fast, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
And I'm going to say this, right, because I'm not going to be a phony. Like, I was excited when the Browns traded for you know what, for he who shall remain nameless in this town anymore. But at this point, right, like, the decisions that Andrew has made, and I happen to like Andrew. I think he presents himself as a highly intelligent, highly capable individual. But I think that we can honestly say, now in hindsight, obviously is always 2020, that the decisions that have been made from a roster perspective, from a contract perspective, have not been good. And I have to agree with Lima and with you. I cannot, in good faith, trust, you know, that he will be the guy who can make the right decisions and right the ship. And it's sad to say it, but it's true. But thanks, guys. I appreciate the time.
Thank you for the call, Nelson. I can't sign off on it. Johnny in North Royalton, you're next up on the Fan. Hello.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Wonderful. Go ahead, Johnny.
I've just got a couple things. My main one with Andrew Berry being this team. If you go out and get a competent quarterback, this team has maybe 2 years left together where it's going to have a chance to be a playoff team. I would give Andrew Berry that time before you go full rebuild. I can't take another full rebuild yet. I can't give up on it yet. I need this team to go somewhere. My thoughts for next year are, you know, I don't think Justin Fields is the answer. I don't think he fits this offense at all. We've seen it with DTR. We've seen it with Deshaun. We've seen it. It doesn't work. You know, what about, and I know you might kill me for this, but what about a Mitch Trubisky as a cheap option who can go out there and kind of fit this offense a little bit better? Or what about trading a Myles Garrett and maybe a little bit more for a Matthew Stafford or something while we have this small window to go out and maybe get a Super Bowl or at least an AFC championship, something?
Well, Matthew Stafford, Johnny, thank you very much for the call. How old is Matthew Stafford right now? He's got to be pushing 40, right?
He's 36 years old.
Okay, he's 36. I'm not giving you a Myles Garrett for a 36-year-old quarterback. I'll give you some things that I have for Matthew Stafford.
A Myles Garrett trade is all going to be about first round and second round picks. That's what that's going to be. It's not about a veteran quarterback. That is not why you're – because what you want are
But I would have that conversation about Matthew Stafford. I'll tell you that right now.
You want the timeline to be compatible with who you're getting. So, obviously, if I'm trying to keep this thing going for as long as possible, then I'm going to want Myles Garrett to be a part of that. I'm not trading Myles and then significantly altering the entire scope of the defense for a veteran quarterback who health is going to be a question going forward. Like, I'm just not doing that. That seems to me to be detrimental all the way around.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Let me get to Jack and Lorraine real quick. Go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Jack.
I just want to say, again, based on performance, I think Andrew Berry has done a great job here in Cleveland because in his time, we've made it to the playoffs in two seasons, and this year is a down year. Teams are going to have down years, and I know it hurts. I know the trade was a horrible trade looking back on it. But at the time, they did exactly what everybody wanted them to do. They went out and got the best quarterback available.
Okay.
I don't see a reason to fire a man who's done a good job.
Can I really say he's done a great job? I mean, I can at the best, Jack. I should have given him more time. Thank you for the call, Jack. The best I can give him is a C. Maybe. Can I give him anything? Yeah, Can I give him a C?
Yeah, I think C is that's I think what makes this hard. If it was an F,
I'm in a bad mood now.
If it was an F, then there'd be no debate. Everybody would want him gone. I mean, people like some of the players. They're hoping that Martin Emerson's just having a bad year.
Well,
they're hoping that DeJuan Jones, once healthy, is going to be, you know, a big time tackle for you for the next however many.
But can you evaluate GMs on playoff bursts and wins and losses the same way that you do coaches? I think those are two different things.
And I have to talk about if I'm going to replace him. I have to talk about who I'm replacing him with. I have to have that discussion.
Well,
which is not fun.
That's a fair, totally legitimate, a very good point raised by Owen. It's so hard because the Watson conversation muddles that. If it were any other normal situation with a quarterback and it had been 5 years and five drafts, I think definitively more people could speak. But because people don't believe Andrew Berry was the guy spearheading it, because we've never really gotten that clarification.
Well, the problem is who are the players that have helped them have their success over the last 4 years, right? Well, the two playoff years. They were not Andrew Berry draft picks.
No, they weren't. One was a guy who you picked up off the street or off the couch, as the story goes, and the other one was John's pick. Speaking of college football, did you see the Dabo Sweeney story?
I did not. You mentioned it to me, and I was like, boy, how did that happen?
It was so germane to everything that I said. So Dabo Sweeney, I've told you this before, but I've only kind of said it in passing. Dabo Sweeney tried to vote yesterday and couldn't vote because of a name snafu in the state of South Carolina. His name, Dabo's real first name, is William, okay? But the thing is his son's name is William. That's his oldest son. His son had already voted last week, so he had a provisional ballot that he had to fill out. He said, quote, "I was trying to do my best to be a good citizen and go vote. Sometimes doing your best ain't good enough. You have to keep going, though. Keep figuring it out." Boy, he talks like a coach at all times. At all times. Like, waking up in the morning to go to the bathroom. It's just, we got to win the one. We're trying to go 1-0 today. Like, unbelievable. Anyway, he goes, "They done voted me out of the state." "He done shipped me off," he says. "I had this same type of thing, not with voting. I have received my father's medical bills. My father has received things of mine in the mail. I've received my father's, I think we got a couple of his, he's retired, like, hey, these are your benefits that you need to sign and things like that." And I remember I told my dad when we first were, like, when Liz was first pregnant with our first son, it's like, his name's not going to be Axel and any son, or his name's not, yeah, his name is Axel. His name's not going to be Ken, and no son after is going to be named Ken. It's not going to happen, because the only thing that separates my father and I is the suffix at the end. That's it. And he was bothered by that. He did not like it. He thought I should name him Ken. I can tell he said as much. He was bothered by it. And this is the exact thing I'm trying to avoid. It's a pain in the ass. It's a hassle.
I had a friend. It is a famous story within one of my friend circles. By the way, my friend's still celebrating. I'm getting texts today.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good for your friend.
In that circle, he has the same name as his dad. His dad got kicked out of a library for either monopolizing the internet time, or why else would you get kicked out of a library? I don't know. Maybe you'll have to watch a Carl Monday story back in the day. Anyway, his son tried to get into that same situation, ended up showing up on a report, and it wasn't him. It wasn't him. They're like, we've run a background check, and you've had issues before. And he's like, that's not me. That is not me. That is my dad. He got into it once at a library. It wasn't me. So I don't know why anybody would want to do the junior thing.
No.
I certainly do not. And because I'm always assuming something is going to happen. Just with my name, you Google my name, some ugly stuff's going to come up. It's just for what we do for a living, you know, there are people trashing me around every turn. Why would I want my son to have the exact same name as that? So that was it. That was a deal breaker. My wife was actually wanting, she's like, Anthony, what? Let's do Anthony Jr., AJ. And of course, I was thinking of Sopranos. I'm like, absolutely not. That, no. There's no chance.
No.
But I was not cool
the
with
show
that.
Would have never, I would, I wouldn't, we wouldn't be able to do any sports. I'd be still making fun of you.
I mean, you missed not going Enzo the baby, so.
You really should have went Enzo. My buddy's son's name is Enzo. It's such a great name. He acts like an Enzo. It's great. You missed out. I mean, Mason's fine, but Mason Lima.
You would have ensured that a Lima hosted the Columbus Day Parade over
forever
for the next 100 years.
I could have passed it down.
It would have been great. It would have been perfect. But instead,
and now they'll never be able to change the name of the Columbus Day Parade. It is staying Columbus Day from here on out.
Hey,
you're not canceling my parade. Elections have consequences, Kenny.
Master General. See, you're a winner either way, huh?
Got to hedge. It's always good to hedge.
Is that not the slipperiest of wizards? I've been looking at your mentions this morning, it is a lot of people strutting and cutting in your face as best they can. And Lima's like, yeah, I get to keep my parade and I get to keep everything.
And, made some investments in crypto over the last week, and that's going to pay major dividends in this administration. Major dividends.
That's beautiful. Andrew, excuse me, I almost said Andrew Filippone. That'd have been a real...
No, don't have him back on.
We had call him back
third
up?
Time.
Yeah, sorry about that. No, that was my fault. I've been a motor mouth today. I ended up taking the air out of things. Jonathan Peterlin. Jonathan Peterlin says he ain't going to get fooled again when it comes to Darius Garland.
The idea that all of a sudden he's going to go from being this great player 2 years ago to being a bad player last year to then back reversing course to being a great player or good to great player, whatever that is, I need to see it. I need to see it more. I admit it, it's in there. I'm not trying to say anything bad about Darius. I admit it, it's in there. But I don't think we have way more. I think what you're getting at is we have way more history of him being great than we do of him being bad. And so we have to side on the air of great. And I'm just not there.
Okay.
Right? I think it's unreasonable to expect or to want to see it more.
Are you buying into Darius Garland 8 games into the season?
I mean, it's been awesome.
I'm buying in.
He has stuck it to people like me who have questioned the Donovan Mitchell, Darius Garland backcourt, who have questioned his size, who have questioned, you know, what it's going to be like after your name is dangled in potential trade rumors. Okay, last season was the year from hell, and Darius in 8 games, he has erased a lot of that conversation already in like record time. I mean, he's shooting 44%, by far the best in his career from three, but it's not they're going in. It's how confidently he is playing the game right now. And this is the best. This is by far. People are like, oh, he's back to his all-star level. No. I remember him when he was an all-star. I don't know if he would have made the all-star game had it been in another city. It was in Cleveland. That was kind of a fun story.
Well, I thought that was more going to be the Jared Allen conversation instead of him. Sorry.
No, he was good that year. He wasn't like this. This is another level. And so this gives you hope that, yes, they can go into a playoff series against a very physical team. Let's say it's the Knicks, right? Knicks have remade their roster. They're going through all sorts of growing pains with that roster this year. But by the time the playoffs come around, if the Knicks are healthy, they're going to be a brutal team to go up against in the playoffs. If you've got this Darius, who is shooting the ball like this and playing as confidently as this, and then he's had a whole season to do that because Donovan is allowing that and facilitating, now you got a shot. Now you got a shot to make that real playoff
even
run.
If he wouldn't have made the All-Star team if it were in another city, he played at an All-Star level. I have a very high level of hope for him. I think a lot of Darius Garland. And it's been hard to... Like, I've had to fight this with a lot of people. They've been... They went through their build of taking players. And I've made the comparison between them and the Browns and Deshaun Watson and Donovan Mitchell and the three first-round picks so many times over. You know, they got rid of a player who a lot of people liked, was a try-hard player. The Browns did the same thing, regardless of any of that. They went through their build. I think some people got, okay, how are you going to take the next step? Next step, they started to take that. It was clear that Darius was the better player. They moved on from Colin Sexton. It bothered some people, but they brought in Donovan Mitchell. Now Darius had to learn to share again because Donovan Mitchell is a better player than both Colin Sexton and Darius Garland. So there's been a lot of things that he's had to work with. But over the years, see, I've had to fight because I like Darius Garland. I like Evan Mobley. So I've had this argument where it was a cyclical thing. I defend Evan Mobley. And then he'd go out and be Evan Mobley, where it was like, meek, passive. He would have a good game here and there, but it was a little bit weird. And there was things, obviously, that he's done well and on a high level for a couple of years now, Lord. But not the unicorn type of conversation. And then people would come after me. And then I get defensive, and I would get angry at Evan Mobley for not having even bigger games and taking that next step. I think I did the same thing with Darius Garland. Last year, the beginning of the year, it was clear with me, you do not move on from Darius Garland. Moving on from Darius Garland doesn't make you better. And by the end of the year, I basically accepted that at some point they're going to move on from Darius Garland. Now again, I'm not so sure. Because I think we're seeing old Darius Garland. Confident Darius. A player that has that confidence to go to the rack and to take that shot. And that wasn't always the way. I mean, when he first started, it was, hey, get to the corner, take your shot. Get to the corner, take your shot. Get out there. Hey, threes, let's go. Take that shot. And it doesn't look as picturesque as some of the other guys taking the threes, but it can be pretty efficient at times. Like, there's been a little bit of an up and downhill battle, obviously, with Darius Garland, other than just the major issues that we've had with him. But I think now, if we can figure out how to get through this season where he's healthy, could I find myself backtracking on the somebody's going to move from the core four?
What?
Well, I would backtrack maybe from the Darius part. Maybe the Jared Allen part would take. And I know he's a fan favorite and everybody loves him, but maybe that would pick up some steam again because I still think you're a move away from NBA Finals Cavaliers.
Well, the same people...
I just don't know where that move is.
The same people who are giving Kobe Altman credit for running it back now, right? The same people who are doing that, if the Cavs get a bad first-round matchup, if it's, let's say...
I'm not going to go that far.
Let's say the New York Knicks. Well, I'm just telling you what's going to happen is if they were to lose that series, then we'll get right back to the same conversations we had last year.
You're right about that.
It really is going to be playoff-based. I mean, I hate that. I hate the thought of that because we are about to embark on what could be an awesome, awesome season for the Cavs. But as we know, people that follow this league, regular season and playoffs are two totally different things. And if it were just about the regular season, what would we say about Joel Embiid? He'd be one of the greatest players in NBA history. Once we get to the playoffs, what do we say about Joel Embiid? James Harden. You know, I bring up Kyrie. Kyrie, how has he been talked about the last 6 years before last year's playoff run? Not good. Not good at all. Why are people talking fondly of Kyrie Irving?
We give up on players a lot, yeah.
Because he played well in the playoffs.
He did, yeah.
And they ended up going to the NBA Finals.
Well, that's something I think Leon Rose knew. That's why they made the move over in New York. Like, you're going to be judged on the playoffs now. It's not the regular season. And that's, I'm glad you said that. That's the exact reason. I am not going to take back anything I said about Kobe Altman before. The goal is supposed to be the Eastern Conference play. Excuse me. The expectation is supposed to be the Eastern Conference playoffs. So I want to see how this thing works out because if we get to the end of the year and you do get that bad matchup against Orlando or Indiana or a team that you should be able to beat and you lose that series, I'm not going to backtrack on anything I've said of Kobe Altman. That's his damn job. I don't, if there was no prudent move to make, I don't want him to just make a move for big men just to make a move for big men or big wings. I didn't want him to do that. So that's fine.
No deals. We went through this. Yeah. No deals truly made sense. Yeah. And nope, by the way, nobody wanted Garland at a max level and how he played last year.
I don't want him to force that.
Where at times he didn't even look like a starting point guard last year.
And I would also say, all right, if they were to end in a round that was premature, okay, who picked these guys and who made the trades previous? Who? Because now you're stuck. If there's no trade to make and this is as good as it gets, now maybe you feel like you're stuck. So I'm not backing him down on anything I've said about Kobe Altman during this time. Not a chance. But I'm raising the stakes. I love what Darius Garland is doing. And I think as long as he stays healthy, we can get old Darius back. And that old Darius for an entire year would be very nice and very consistent. But damn it, I'll tell you this. Like, if something were to break again, I think we go right back to that old conversation. I still think it's still early and very flimsy. I like Darius. I'm glad I've been defensive of him, but I am not going to back down from any of the criticism that I've launched against Kobe Altman here over the last few years. That's not going to happen because you still picked him. And if we're stuck, then you still have to find a way to get us out of it. Or we have to have different conversations about Kobe Altman then too. Like, that's where I'm at with him. So it's a great start to the year, Tone. I'm excited about it, but it's still going to have to go to a level of expectation of the Eastern Conference Finals. That's where I'm at on that.
Well, the good news is the Eastern Conference looks in disarray, and it looks like right now, and I know we're only 1/10 of the way through the season or whatever, but it looks like there are two teams that are clearly head and shoulders above the rest, and your team is one of them. How awesome is that?
Time for Mitch, please.
All right, guys. No matter who you voted for yesterday, I wanted to find a fun intersection between sports and politics last night, and I did. Via MSNBC, Rachel Maddow discussing the California Senate race between Adam Schiff and former Major League All-Star Steve Garvey.
Let's look at Senate races right now. We've got interesting Senate races in some of the states that just closed. In California, where Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff is facing off against baseball guy, Republican Steve Garvey. That Senate race in California is too early to call. I'm being informed by the control room that baseball guy is not the right way to think, right thing to call him. I apologize. I'll revise that in a moment.
I did not know Steve Garvey was even involved in anything. I was so dialed into other things and bro, not
Steve Harvey.
The only thing I remember,
good
Steve,
God, he's 75.
I mean, Steve Garvey is obviously a fantastic baseball guy, but I remember him being made fun of on Cheap Seats with the Sklar brothers.
Yes. Why was he made fun of?
That's what, because he had a whole celebrity. There was a skiing. There was something else. There was a series of Steve Garvey celebrity events.
Skiing. I thought you said a scheme. I went,
skiing.
What?
There was celebrity fishing, too, I believe. Steve Garvey was everywhere.
I didn't know
like,
that.
Like 35 years
ago. Well, you can't call him
1989 Steve Garvey celebrity skiing.
Yeah.
You can't call him Baseball Hall of Famer. He's not in the Hall of Fame.
You know what? I would have assumed he was. Because the name is so big. For if anybody that grew up when we did, Steve Garvey would come up and he was considered baseball royalty.
I mean, you look at the numbers here, 10-time All-Star, World Series champion, National League MVP, 2-time NLCS MVP, 4-times gold. He's not. No.
Is he not a Hall of Famer?
I think he might be on the Veterans Committee that they have now, the New Era Committee. I have to look into that.
Well, I'll be dipped. Well, did he lose? You said he lost, right?
He lost.
No.
Oh, no.
Well, maybe he can campaign for the Baseball Hall of Fame. Boy, when you said Rachel Maddow, I didn't know what the hell you were going to take us to. I was like, well, and I looked up, what? One political observation here. When now President again Trump, how do I say it?
President Trump.
Okay, when President-elect again Trump came out with the family.
You don't need to add the again.
Yeah. The one, okay, President-elect Trump came out. They showed him and his family came out, and then Barron came out, and you couldn't see the top of the head. That's how tall he is.
Yeah.
And then they showed a wide shot of him going, oh my God.
He is a giant.
He is that much taller than the rest of the family. I knew he was tall. I didn't realize he was that much taller than the rest of the family. Because remember when you saw him, he's over 18 now, right?
Because
before people were trying to make jokes about him, like, hey man, that's a minor. You go after the adults there if you want to.
March 20th, 2006. Okay. He's over 18.
Okay, so he's a little one then, even though he was tall then.
Yeah, he was.
And I remember when he first came out, they're like, oh my gosh, this is the middle of the night. This kid's exhausted and just wants to be in bed. And now I saw him, I was like, oh my God, he's 7 feet tall.
Yeah, did he not play basketball at all?
I have no idea. You think about it, Melania is what? Is she 5'9"?
Yeah, she's taller. Yeah.
She's tall. He is over 6 feet. I know that there's conversations about the height and weight and all that stuff.
Yeah,
he's definitely over 6 feet tall.
Her stand-ins don't look as tall as her, though. That's the only thing I noticed.
Coming in hot
hit the button yet.
Reckless speculation.
Coming in hot is on Fridays.
So. Can we do coming in hot? I think this could be a fun one.
Well, we didn't tell everybody.
Where are you guys at?
Do you want? Yeah, we definitely should do coming in hot this Friday. Absolutely do coming in hot this Friday.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
In fact, you know what?
Awesome.
Lime and I, just for this Friday and this Friday only.
Yes.
Lime and I are taking off the no politics rule.
Yeah, get in whatever
you
want.
Even though people still do the politics.
Yep.
That's awesome.
I agree.
Yeah. Get in whatever political take you want coming up on Friday.
That is great.
You guys are going to love it.
Get in and talk radio shows, too. Power rank your radio shows.
Yes, power rank the shows.
Yeah, sports talk radio shows.
Sport of all time.
Yep.
They're all things I like to hear.
The Fabulous Sports Babe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, All In Play.
Two Live Stews.
I love myself some Two Live Stews.
Yes.
Tapia in the morning.
That's right.
Mike Wolf.
That's all right as well.
And we'll just name old sports talk shows. I mean, we can do it.
You know way more about sports talk than I did.
Well, I wrote the book on it.
Yes, you did. I am now receiving texts about Lima's conversation.
The Bill Needle chapter was probably the best one.
I'm going to let you guys know this. He was damn good to me.
I know.
Rest his soul.
I know he was.
I know that some people are like, oh, Bill could be a little bit mean. Bill was damn good to me. Damn good to me. When not a lot of people were. I'll say nice things about Bill Needle the day I drop.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.